Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Lamed Hey Zevachim 35. Today's Daf Yomi, there's a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim about the blood that was gathered on the floor on the eve of Pesach, because on the eve of what we celebrate, the holiday of Pesach, there was an enormous amount of slaughtering taking place in the temple because everybody was bringing the Paschal lamb as an offering. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Kos echad haya memale midama tarovis, that what they would do is the Kohen would gather a cup of blood from all the blood that had gathered on the floor, and they used to plug up the opening that normally the blood was able to flow through an opening and drain from the courtyard, but they used to plug it up in order to be able to gather the blood of the Korban Pesach, because they were concerned that if some of the blood had spilled before it was thrown on the altar, that they would then be able to pour this blood and sprinkle this blood from this cup onto the altar. That is the position of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim disagreed with this approach. So the Gemara says, how could Rabbi Yehuda have done this? What is the basis for this approach? So the Chachamim completely disagree. And so Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim, according to you, completely disagree. Lama pokakin ba'azara. So why, according to you, did they close up the courtyard of the temple? Obviously, they did it in order to so that the blood could gather, so that they could pick up that blood and sprinkle it on the altar. So comes along the Chachamim. The Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yehuda, no, the reason why they closed up the courtyard so that the blood could not drain was Shevachu of Ne Aaron Sheyahalchu Adar Kuvo Sehen Badam, because we wanted to praise all the Kohanim who are working so hard that day, that we're saying it was such a praise for those Kohanim that they would be working and walking through the blood that rose all the way up to their knees. And indeed, this is just an action of praise for the Chachamim. Meaning to say that the reason why it was done was not in order for a spiritual purpose of being able to pour the blood on the altar, but because they didn't want the blood to mix in with the water of the Nachal Kidron that was adjacent to the altar, and so therefore this was done in order to prevent that. And yet, what we're saying, the reason what it was done was also as a mark of praise for the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, well, how could you have done this if you have so much blood on the floor of the courtyard? Dam have chatzitza, the blood would serve as an interposition, and therefore it would be problematic. So the Gemara says, no, the blood would not be an interposition between the feet of the Kohanim and the floor of the courtyard because it was moist, lachu. Something that's moist is not considered a chatzitza, an interposition. Gemara says, but still we have a problem, because the garments of the Kohen, we've learned in the past, are supposed to be beautiful. And if their garments are going to become filled with blood, that's going to be problematic. And because we've learned explicitly in our Gemara that if their garments are dirty and he does the service is not valid. So the Gemara says, no, what we're going to say is that the Kohen did this not while he was performing the actual service, but he was doing extraneous work. But the Gemara says, but yes, but we still have a problem. How is he going to get to the avodas? How is he going to serve in the temple without getting dirty? So the Gemara says, what we did in these circumstances was ozlia itztabi, that the Kohanim, that in the courtyard on the day of when all the Paschal lamb was slaughtered, there would be placed down higher raised stone, so it would still be a stone floor, so it would still be considered to be like the courtyard of the temple, but it would be higher up. And so therefore we see from the fact that it would be higher up, because the holiness of the temple is going up, it doesn't stop at the floor of the courtyard. So then they would raise these stones off of the floor of the temple, and then therefore as a consequence of that, the Kohen who was going to the altar with the limbs of the animals would be able to walk on the raised stones, and therefore by walking on the raised stones he would not get his garments dirty. And so this is how the Kohen was able to serve in the temple on the eve of the holiday of Chag HaMatzot, on the eve of the holiday of what we celebrate today as Seder night. They would do this by raising the stones in the courtyard of the temple. But we see from here is a very powerful idea that the sages say that the reason why we mention this activity, that the Kohanim were working with the blood that was up to their knees, was in order to tell us Shevachu of Ne'aron, that this is praise for the sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, that they worked in blood up to their knees. And so this is a very powerful idea, that that we are praising the Kohanim who are working with blood up to their knees. When we've said before that the Kohanim were supposed to be doing their service in a beautiful manner, that their garments were supposed to be beautiful, and that everything was supposed to be done in an exceptional way of praising God. And so therefore, what kind of praise for God is this, that you're working up to your knees in blood? There's something, nothing more disgusting than that we can imagine than working in a slaughterhouse where the blood is going up to your knees. So the Chazal, according to Sifsei Chaim, Chazal is teaching us a powerful idea here, a very powerful spiritual idea, that something which is considered to be maus or repulsive before man, like blood, but when it's being used in service of God, there's nothing more beautiful than that. And we can think about this also, like if you could think of an activity like somebody, like for example, if a person is unable to clean themselves, if they're sick, or if there's a child who's unable to clean themselves, if a parent comes along or a caregiver comes along and cleans this child, this is not that normally we would say, I would never, you know, go ahead and clean somebody else. But if you're doing it, caring for a person, it's not a repulsive action, but it's something that's actually exceedingly beautiful. And so to hear the Kohanim, by engaging with by walking through the blood, even though normally speaking we would say that this is a repulsive act, this is something physically repulsive, but because they're doing it out of service to Hashem, we say Shevach Uvnei Aaron, that this is a praise to the sons of Aaron, that they walk through blood on their way to serve Hashem.